We are the Morning Jam.
It's Chris Feraldi from the City Council of Lynchburg. Good morning. Happy New
Year.
Good
morning. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Doing very well. We're here today because it looks like EC Glass has made some changes there. So far, this is the only school that's impacted, yes?
That's my understanding. Janet, nobody at council or the city manager didn't know, as I understand it, knew that this was happening. And then I get texts out the wazoo yesterday evening that this is what was happening, that EC Glass is going to be shut down for the next week. And, you know, how many times do I have to keep hearing, oh, it's just 15 days to slow the spread. It's just one shot. It's just a mask. It's just this. It's just that. And look, you know, do we need to be prudent? Of course we do. We all need to be prudent and do what we think is right for ourselves. But when government comes in and steps in and says we're making a decision that impacts thousands of people in our community, I think people are starting to get fed up. And so I'm going to be asking questions. I'm going to be poking and prodding because we need answers on this. I was assured, as was the rest of council, last year that we're going to have 5 days a week of in-person learning. There was a bill that was passed in Richmond some months ago that afforded that right, if you will, to students. And now we're seeing they're backtracking on this. So I realize that there's a lot of nuance with this, and it's my hope that whatever policies may be hindering the school's ability to offer in-person learning for 5 days a week, that those be revisited as soon as possible.
So they're saying that part of the problem at Glass is that 30% of their staff is out right now.
30% of their staff is out right now. Why? The press release said nothing about that. The fact that council members have to go out and ask about what the heck is going on in one of the high schools in this community and say, oh, can you please provide some clarity? The fact that we weren't looped in, right?
Right.
One of two high schools. We don't know. I can't answer that question. That's what's doubly frustrating about this situation, Janet, is that they didn't even loop in city leadership. We're just going to go out there and do it on our own, and that's quite frustrating. I would imagine, yes, there are some folks who desperately need to be quarantining themselves, might have comorbidities, might have whatever other items associated with COVID that we've learned these past 2.5 years at this point. And I want to say this. Being cautious, recognizing the challenges that COVID provides is a prudent thing to do. And I do commend EC Glass and the school system for recognizing that. What I disagree with is how we're now affecting education in this city. And really, 30% out. What does that look like? Is that because our policies are too stringent and too demanding, even for those who test negative and are asymptomatic? I mean, those are questions I would like to be answered.
Well, they're questions that have to be answered.
You don't have a straight answer on it.
Because if you've got 30% of your staff that's out because they're genuinely sick, then how are you even going to do virtual learning?
True.
Is my question.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, you know, why, we keep going back and forth. That's not good for the teachers. That's not good for the students. Mm-hmm. Really, in my mind, we should at least be exploring, okay, we have a dedicated group doing dedicated work. We need to revisit these policies to make sure we're affording the opportunity for those who have no other option to go to school 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. It's pretty straightforward in my mind. You know, we have so many resources financially coming in from Richmond, coming from Washington,
right. And
we still can't get these students in to some degree in person with someone teaching them. I have to commend the teachers who are there today. Doing the work and the substitute teachers and the support staff, I absolutely support them. I'm very much questioning the administration and the implementation of this. I don't see how it benefits students and parents. I quoted this last night before even learning this, Janet. Mm-hmm. 1,200 students were promoted to the next class, the next grade level, even though they failed last year.
Wow.
56% of grades 3 through 5, 56% are below level in mathematics.
Yeah.
Right? EC Glass, 180%, an article from a few months ago, 180% increase in failures in literature. I mean, like, these policies are not working. We know they're not working. Mm-hmm. So make something happen about it. We've got to try something different.
So a couple,
and I'm going to try to find out what we need to do.
So a couple of questions. They're saying that the closure, that they're expected to return to in-person learning next Tuesday. That's what they're saying, right? Mm-hmm. Now, here's my question. What are we doing in the city of Lynchburg to make sure that we don't continue these bad policies of kicking the can further down the road with, you know, promoting children to a grade level that they simply aren't prepared for?
I would like to see school board members taking that on to the superintendent and the administration. I would like to see an effort there. I would like to see our community saying, truly enough, and we're going to raise this concern with you and expect some changes. So it's incumbent upon both appointed officials, elected officials, I think, but also the community to say, no more. We're going to take this on. We're going to fight back on this because my child, our neighbors, our children, their education's at stake. The profound impact of this, of our response to the virus, not the virus itself, it's going to be exponential.
Right.
And to say, just because I live 2 miles down the road, I get to go to a county school that's open 5 days a week, that has been open 5 days a week for the past year and a half, 2 years, contrary to what's going on in Lynchburg, that's absurd. And so, you know, I hope that we could put an end to, you know, oh, it's only 1 week, it's only this, it's only that. And so, really,
it has a cumulative effect, for sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we appreciate you shedding some more light on the subject. We also appreciate the fact that you're going to be asking these questions, and hopefully we can pull up on the plane here, because our children and our families are definitely suffering because of this.
They are, and I'll tell you, even the teachers are and the support staff are, because they're the ones
having
to go back and forth too in this. How do you expect to teach in this way? It's downright impossible, I can tell you.
Oh, I have friends who are teachers, and they're very frustrated, so I get it. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Chris. We look forward to talking to you again, and just thank you for all you do.
Thank you very much, and I'll certainly keep you posted to what I learned.
Thanks.
Thanks, Chris Feraldi from the city of Lynchburg, a council member, just, you know, fighting the good fight, as he always does. Safe travels, my friend.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.